Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A state commission is exploring how to help prevent correctional officers from taking their own lives. The commission's data show almost 20 correctional officers have died by suicide this decade. Former Worcester County Sheriff Guy Glotis, who was also a corrections officer, says officers are under constant mental and physical stress.
It is a very grinding and grueling job. I do know people personally that have taken their lives, and it really is an epidemic here in the Commonwealth.
State Commission member Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger joined us recently to talk about the challenges corrections officers face.
The average correctional officer sees a lot in his or her career that can really affect their well-being. They could be in a housing unit with, you know, over 100 inmates, and there's just two officers, you know, patrolling that particular unit. A lot of things can happen in there.
The Special Commission's report cites research stating that corrections officers are exposed to violence at rates comparable to military veterans. That's just astounding.
It is, and it's true. There are things like I don't think a lot of the general public will think about. We have gang activities in our communities. Our bigger cities have gang activity. Well, they get arrested and they come to jail. Now we have to be careful inside a jail that we don't put rival gang members on the same housing units or let them intersect. Right there, it's the officers or their guard is up because there's a lot of fights. And these fights can become very violent in a very short period of time. So the officers have to jump right in immediately in order to maintain safety.
How do COs cope with the stress?
Well, you know, for years, it was the old macho attitude, you know, nothing bothers me. I'm a tough guy. I don't want to talk to anybody about my concerns. I'm going to go home and, you know, I won't even talk to my spouse. I'm just going to keep it inside. And what history has taught us, that doesn't work. And a lot of times, correctional officers will resort to substance abuse. Alcoholism is a big problem with individuals. These days, and part of what this commission is all about is how do we prevent these incidents where officers are taking the stress and letting it eat them up inside and give them a chance now to get that out.
Have you seen corrections officers in your employ with mental health issues?
Yes. Sometimes I get things like, hey, Sheriff, off the record, can you check on Joe Jones? Sometimes when something happens and an officer has to be disciplined and then you get to the root of the problem, you say, oh, here's what's going on. Sometimes you marry the two things. If you got to instill discipline, you do it, but you also try to bring in the mental health treatment options there. So sometimes that's just a wake-up call that some folks need before, God forbid, they go to the extreme and they start thinking about suicide.
What surprised you about the commission's findings so far?
That 16 correctional officers had committed suicide between 2010 and 2018, if I remember right.
Statewide.
Most of those were before 2015. Now, that's about the time these employee assistance program and these peer support team options really came to life and really started to grow and be accepted. That's telling me this is working anyway, or at least we're making progress. And those suicides have been, knock on wood, the last 3 years have been much lower than they were, you know, all those years prior to 15.
You've talked a lot about the increase in services that are available to COs. What still needs improvement?
I think we're doing a good job getting the correctional officers to speak to their peers, but we also need the supervisors to kind of recognize those possible suicidal tendencies might be coming to the surface and see if they can see that. So if they see somebody that's off their game, Officer Smith comes to work every day and he's kind of happy-go-lucky and he does his job and it's never an issue. Now all of a sudden he's looking disheveled or he's got a bad attitude, he's just grumpy, or things like he starts to give away possessions. Or on the other hand, you got a guy who comes to work grumpy every day and then all of a sudden he's happy. What's going on here? And those are some signs where suicidal tendencies may be developing inside his head, and that's where you want to reach out. And I think we need to train the families. This is a job you just can't go home and turn off the switch at the end of your shift. Sometimes it stays inside of you, and maybe the spouse just needs to give the individual, the officer, just a few minutes to kind of like decompress, and hopefully that will just keep the home front on the good note.
Good luck in this effort.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That's Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger.